We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. What's up? I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. It is a Green and Gold Monday. It is also the final week of our toy drive. Plenty of details on that virtual component again this year, but that doesn't mean we can't do a great job and donate to the toy drive. Details 1250 AM, thefan.com. We'll talk about that throughout the show as well. A lot of you guys stepping up yesterday and making donations along with me, which was great to see as we were matching every point scored in the Packers Ram game yesterday. So that's $64, 36-28, the final, as the Packers beat the Los Angeles Rams 36-28. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer, Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. I found a new way to watch these games. If every game is going to feel like a playoff game this year for whatever reason, and I think it's the 325 thing where it gets dark. You know, it felt the Viking game, though, that kind of felt like a playoff game. These games are so close, and it seems like so much is on the line. You know, the Packers lost yesterday. Yeah, it's not the end of the world. You still got a nice lead in the NFC North. You still, you know, are in striking distance of the bye if you're trying to get that number one seed. But these games, I feel like the stakes are magnified for some reason. It's not anything that we're doing. It's not anything that the Packers are doing. It's just that when you watch the game, it really seems like a massive deal, even though there's an extra game. There's 17 games, but these games, I think just the way that the games are going, the competition the Packers are playing, you know, this Rams team, this was a big one. This was a big test. Rams are coming off the bye. That's what I didn't like about this game. I didn't like that the Rams are coming off the bye, and they just got embarrassed twice on national television, and they had a week to think about it. And the Packers going into a bye, being as banged up as they are, but they definitely were the better team yesterday, and they were better. They were the better team for most of the game. And I you might think that I'm lying when I say this. I never thought they were going to lose this football game. I've never thought that. And I know that a lot of you, and I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not trying to say I knew the whole time, or maybe I'm just naive, or maybe I just wanted to think that. Maybe games are more enjoyable when you just assume they're going to win. And if you can just pretend, yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, they're going to win. Yeah, they're fine. And then when they do win, think how much stress you saved. If they lose, then it's like the worst thing ever. A la the 2014 NFC Championship game where I also thought they were going to win the whole time. But in this game yesterday, I think there was one big thing in this game why I didn't believe the Rams were going to come back and win. And even though Matt Stafford ended up having a nice statistical day, and if you had him in fantasy, you're like, oh, what do you mean? He did great. You know, he had a couple turnovers, but he gave you yards and touchdowns. The Rams were missing one more. They were missing Robert Woods, I think, was the big thing. I think they were missing Robert Woods. Because I've seen a lot of these games, and you have too, where the Packers have a lead and the other team starts to come back, and there's always a two-point conversion, and they always make it. And the Rams even were moved back 5 yards. Oh, who cares? It's against the Packers, two-point conversion. You could do a two-point conversion at midfield. If it's against the Packers, you're going to make that two-point conversion. And we don't make ours. That's the other thing. Packers never make the two, it seems like. That there might be one or two I remember, but I do not remember ever stopping a two-point conversion, especially in one of these kind of games where the Packers get a lead and then the other team's like, all right, let's turn it on and win this football game. I just thought that the way that the Rams were trying to move the ball down the field, they had Cooper Kupp, who they didn't get involved until way later than they should have. They had Beckham, who had a nice statistical day, 5 of 81 and a touchdown, although he was targeted 10 times, only had 5 catches. Van Jefferson had that nice catch early, but then he was targeted 9 times, only had 3 catches. They were missing Robert Woods, I think. If they had Robert Woods, maybe they come back and win. Because when the Packers lose these kind of games, they give up those chunk plays. 3rd and 10, 15-yard catch. And it just seems like it's like impossible to stop. And Cooper Kupp was a guy getting those catches. You know, Rams would be backed up by a penalty. Kupp would make most of it back. But the ball was going off Van Jefferson's head. And Odell Beckham wasn't completely in sync with Matt Stafford. So maybe you add that other receiver, Woods lost for the season. Maybe you add him. Maybe it's a little bit different if Van can be the three or even Odell get into the mix. It just seemed like they were just one weapon short of being able to make that comeback. Packers could have stopped them a couple of times. They had the great pick six, but then they dropped a couple interceptions too, which could have sealed it early, which you can say, well, that's why they're on defense. They can't catch. But if teams are going to give you those opportunities, Kevin King a couple weeks ago, you got to catch these things. If they're right at you, you got to catch them. But ultimately, a good win. 9-3, the Packers improve. They, again, are still on top of the NFC North. That's not going to change. And they're right there behind Arizona, half game back. And, of course, if the two have the same record, Packers beat the Cardinals, they'd be the one seed. So, all in all, a good week. Now you have a week of rest, which the Packers desperately need. You started to see Rodgers feel the effects of his toe. It's going to say COVID toe. It's not COVID toe. How do we know? Well, he showed us his foot. And then I think Billy Turner showed us his foot the other day. And now we're just seeing all these guys' feet. So that was interesting. Hey, it's Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, here's Aaron Rodgers' toes. Ah, okay. But Aaron Rodgers, he had a nice day yesterday. 28 of 45. But throws for 307, 2 touchdowns. Packers were great on the ground with Jones and Dillon mixing it up. Dillon, the more impressive of the day, had twice as many carries as Jones. Jones, I was surprised he even played to begin with. So it was good to see him out there. Devontae had a big game. Randall Cobb had a big first half before he was out with the groin injury. MVS getting more involved. 4th and DeGuara is going to be a thing now. That was a great play. So all in all, the Packers totally did enough to win. There's no question about that. And I think it's a win that you feel pretty good about, especially going into a bye week where this team is very banged up and now even their quarterback limping a little bit in the fourth quarter. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Good game, Toby, yesterday for the Packers. You were able to watch this thing in full. You've got the Washington football team tonight, and you know we'll be breaking down Washington, Seattle. All angles tomorrow, baby. There's no Manning cast tonight if you and I want to do a Twitch.
I will be busy. I'm actually doing an indoor golf league.
What?
Yeah, so I'm going to be there. So I'm going to watch this game. I don't know, my golf game, whatever we're doing. I played on a simulator once. So this should go well. Trying to pay attention to a game, trying to hit golf shots.
This is a big game for Washington. They can improve to...
I believe if they win, they have the 7th wild card spot.
No way. You might be right.
That's what I saw from a Washington reporter yesterday.
You know what? I think I believe you because I was looking at the playoff picture yesterday. Let me give this to you real quick. So the Packers would be the 2 seed as it stands right now. And then the 1 seed, obviously, is the Cardinals. Then you've got your other division winners tucked in at 3 and 4. As I wait for this to load. Sorry. I didn't memorize the playoff picture last night. Now it's not coming up.
Well, and great. According to like Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, if the Washington football team wins tonight, 7 seed, there they are. Which would mean that they'd come up to Lambeau if everything stayed as is. And play the Packers.
Wow. So this is a big game for you. So why are you golfing?
I wish it were another week.
Oh, man.
But it is what it is. It should be fun.
Because the NFC right now, it's always been top heavy. We've talked about this. It's always been top heavy. But the way the 6 and 7 seeds are going to go, this is why I say you want the 1 seed. Yeah. You want the 1 seed. We can agree on that. You want the 1 seed. You want the bye. You want to get healthy. Sure, momentum, but you got to stay healthy if you can. So if the Packers get the 2 seed, they're hosting Washington if they win. Otherwise, they're hosting Minnesota as of right now. Minnesota lost yesterday because the great Kirk Cousins lined up under his guard to take a snap. The Niners beat the Vikings, so they're actually the 6th seed. The Niners are 6 and 5? What? How did that even happen? I don't know. And then you've got the Falcons at 5 and 6. The Saints don't look good. The Eagles are in there at 5 and 7. They were starting to look better, and then they lose to the Giants. The Panthers benched Cam. They're 5 and 7. So the teams that get in the NFC, the AFC is awesome. There's going to be races down to the final minute. But all the teams in the AFC West have a winning record. But in the NFC, oh, my God. You're going to have some bad teams. So, Toby, good luck to you both for your football team and to watch that game tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. It should be a fun night.
But for the Packers, I didn't think this game was ever in question. I know it really looked like that, and it came down to the onside kick, but I didn't think the Rams had enough firepower. And then Sean McVay was making some weird coaching decisions throughout the game, going for it very early on his own 30 and then not going for it on his own 25 when they actually were running out of time.
Yeah,
the decision
that was,
to run the football.
That was terrible clock management.
Yeah.
You got to kick that field goal early so that because Matt Stafford has a strong enough arm, he's able to throw it further on a Hail Mary than they are to kick it. So you got to kick that earlier. Even if they recover that onside kick, they only had 15 seconds left. Whereas if he kicks that field goal on third down, or they complete that pass to Cooper Kupp on second down, and the Packers do a good job of giving him, 2 extra yards, but holding him up for as long as possible. On third down, you got to run up there and spike it and then kick the field goal, and then they would have had about 45 seconds. So pretty poor clock management, but you're right. This Packers game, it just seemed like it didn't matter what the Rams did there at the end. It was kind of in hand. And I know they hit that deep shot to OBJ and they get back within one possession, but it did seem in hand. But the reason that I think this Packers team feels different and why you say it has a playoff feel is because it seems like a lot of the Packers games are close, but you always have confidence that they're going to win it. It seems like all these other teams in the NFC, whether it's the Cowboys, the Buccaneers, now the Rams, maybe the Cardinals are the only one. I'd say the Cardinals and the Packers are the only ones that haven't really played a stinker. The Packers played a stinker in game one of the season, but we've kind of gotten past that. But outside of the Cardinals and the Packers, I don't feel like they've any team in the NFC has been incredibly impressive because the Buccaneers, okay, they come back and get the win yesterday, which is a good win for them, but they came out and looked terrible against the Colts. The Rams, now they're on a three-game losing streak. The Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving. They've lost two out of their last three, and some of those games they haven't looked super impressive. But every game, even though the Packers are shorthanded, it seems like they come out and they play good football. Now, whether they win or not, you know, they lost to the Chiefs and they've lost to the Vikings, but it felt like in both of those games they were still playing good football. And I think that's what makes the Packers and the Cardinals the two best teams right now, because the Buccaneers, they played terrible yesterday, and then they finally got it figured out, and that just shows how good they can be. But the Packers, every time they suit up, they play good football on both sides of the ball. Special teams stunk. It was good. It stunk, whatever, yesterday. But they always they play well every time they take the field.
I think what's good to see with this team is they are winning these kind of games. Now, they did lose to Minnesota last week, but these games that feel like playoff games, and there's been a lot of them, the Packers are finding a way to win. And I know the defense gave up 28 points, but, I mean, that pick six goes a long way. Most beautiful play in sports, I think. I mean, I'm thinking of the Giannis lob right away and, like, an inside-the-park home run. But there's something just so pleasing to the eye about a pick six, especially one where the guy just, it's pay dirt right away. You know, he doesn't have to like bob and weave between guys. When it's just, I'm thinking of Al Harris from the playoffs a long time ago. Just something so beautiful about a pick six. Rasul Douglas, the one to get that yesterday. And that was great to see. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. That and the Packers are still pretty banged up, and they should be getting guys back. You know, this bye week's going to be big. Maybe we see David Bakhtiari after. To see Aaron Jones already was a surprise, and that was great to see. Jair Alexander, hopefully, at some point. Not everything was great. Mason Crosby, we need to talk about him. But it was a good win. I mean, there's no question about it. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Dave O DMs me. He says, "You want to see a toe? I'll show you a toe. Had a plate and pin put in, running accident. COVID toe is nothing." And he sends me a picture of his right foot. And it's pretty gross. Now, when I said DM me feet pics, that's not what I had in mind, but Mike the Painter, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good morning there, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
That game was a blast.
Oh, it was just the bee's knees.
Oh, and even though it was freezing up there, it was just so fun.
Oh, you win again, Mike.
Yes, I did.
Where were your seats?
We were in the south end zone, right up on top of the score clock.
Oh, okay.
Right above the walkway.
Oh.
So, really good seats, and right behind the goalposts there. Yeah. We're sitting right in between it.
Is that and how many games you've been to this year?
Two. Oh,
okay. Look
the
at you.
Seattle and now the Rams.
Look
and
at you,
both
Mike.
Both wins.
Yeah.
Both wins. So, and the plus thing was, Charles Woodson's number was, his name was put up in the circle.
Yeah, Woodson in the Ring of Honor.
And it was pretty cool. Yeah. But the game was never in doubt. The defense was just off the chains. Rashard Gary was back out there, and to see him come in to play the way he was playing, Clark was just all over the field.
How about Rashawn Gary getting held and then forcing a fumble?
I know. That was crazy. But Rasul Douglas has got to be one of the best pickups that any GM could ever have done. That guy has just been playing lights out for us. He should have had two picks. Stokes should have had a pick six, too.
Yeah.
That sucker bounced off his hands.
Yeah.
No, it was all in all a pretty good win, even though Crosby missed that field goal. And he was shaking them in pregame. They were going all over the place. But it was a lot windier before the game started. So I was pleasantly surprised at the field goals that he did make from watching him kick in pregame.
Well, the ones he made were either 25 yards or an adventure to get there. There was one that started to go left and then it went right, then it went left again, then somehow it snuck in. I have no idea how.
He was missing them that close in pregame.
All right, so I never thought they would lose. You never thought they would lose. But let's play a little game called, hey, it was a great win. Find the complaint. I've got a complaint. I've got a complaint, okay?
What is it?
I don't know about you, how hard you are cheering. I don't like to see Matt LaFleur having to pump up the crowd. Even when he did pump up the crowd wasn't that loud. I'm watching these college football games all weekend where
Dude,
the crowd...
It was cranking over 109 decibels.
That's not a real thing. The stadium's always loud.
Don't
believe
loud.
That.
I'm telling you. Every
How'd that
time,
come through on the TV?
I was pumping up the crowd. Yeah. I was getting the crowd pumped up.
Our crowd, we have this fear.
No.
Us Wisconsin fans, even though we saw the Bucks win, these Packer fans, you go to these games, and when you're up 15 points and the other team so much as gets a field goal, you're like, oh boy, it's 2014 NFC Championship game again, and everyone gets nervous. Everybody watches the game nervous. And we don't pump up the crowd. The defense has to pump us up. We got to be better at Lambeau Field. That is a long work in progress.
I do get what you're saying, and nobody should have to pump us up, but we were pretty loud. And there was 77,008-something there, and it was loud.
Again, these college games I'm watching, these people in that Michigan game, it means the world to them. They can't imagine a life if they don't help their defense get a stop. When in Green Bay, we're watching these games like, oh, please do.
Well, you gotta remember half of these fans that are in the stands are, 70 years and older.
And that's why I say, get them out of there. Put an age limit at Lambeau. And then when I feel like that is kind of mean, then I say, make a senior citizen cheering section. And put it outside of the building.
No, it was a blast. That game was loud. It was loud. Only on defense, but on offense, you could hear a pin drop. Seriously, it's so quiet on offense.
Okay.
That's good. All
right.
So,
I see Matt LaFleur pumping up the crowd, and I'm thinking, this is so great. My coach is pumping up the crowd. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
He's always doing that.
Because he has to.
Because
you guys are so quiet.
It was loud, and he didn't have to do it. We all know when to get loud when you're at that game. It was loud. I was there. Have you been to a game this year yet?
Yes, I was at the Packers-Jets preseason game.
Oh, yes, the preseason game.
Yeah.
Come on. That's when everybody takes their kids to the game.
Yeah, well, I took 40 Window Select fans.
But it's not the same. It's a preseason game.
Okay.
But hey, another note. What about DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh my God! Yeah, I almost started the show with that today, Mike. I gotta let you go, buddy.
All right. Have a great day,
Mike the Painter.
See you, Mike.
Mike the Painter. Yeah, Boogie Cousins. Boogie Cousins is going to be a Milwaukee Buck, and I think I shared the sentiment. I was texting with our goodest of buddies, Paul Imig, yesterday. He said, I'm 100% in on Boogie. I said, me too. I don't care if he's washed up. It's Boogie Cousins, man. I'm pumped about Boogie Cousins. Giannis had a tweet. He said, how do you make a tissue dance? You put a little boogie in it. So Giannis is clearly a dad. Get it, the boogie, booger in it.
You're booing my family. Yeah. Wow, terrible.
And Boogie Cousins tweeted a dance emoji, buck emoji. So I'm excited for Boogie Cousins.
If
I don't care if
he's
going to give you 5 minutes a game.
No, if nothing else, he should help on the boards, which the Bucks have struggled with at times. Gives them another big that they can depend on to grab rebounds. I don't know how well he even fits with the Bucks, but who cares? DeMarcus Cousins is in Milwaukee. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a bummer that Brooke Lopez hasn't played in 40 days, but maybe he's okay. I have no idea. No one knows. But hey, we got Boogie Cousins out of it, so that's great too. Packers get the win. Let's hear from you guys. We'll go inside the locker room as well. 36-28, the final. So what I pledged to do was, I said for every point in the game, I will donate $1 to the toy drive that we're holding this week. It is the 15th annual toy drive. We started this a couple of weeks ago. This is the traditional toy drive week, so we really want to do remind you about it. We're going to have the 24-hour plus radiothon on Thursday into Friday shows for the final push. But this is the week that we want to start thinking toy drive to benefit the Children's Wisconsin, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can go to 1250amthefan.com, click on the toy drive link and donate today. We're running this through December 3rd. Well, thanks to our friends Annex Wealth Management and a bunch of others, we'll make sure to talk about as well for their help that we couldn't do it without. But we are donating and raising money and essentially for toys. And then we give those toys to the kids at the Children's Hospital. And that is a big deal, as we've found out over the years. The simple act of them getting a toy, and like, these are good toys. If you donate money, we're getting good toys for these kids. And there will be virtual drop-off sites too, or not virtual, but real drop-off sites where you can donate toys as well. But, you know, this is not the time of year you want to be in the hospital. And they obviously just had an influx of children in there. You know, it's not a great time to be in the hospital, and you're stuck, and these kids don't know when they're going to leave. I mean, they're like 5, 6, 9, 10. Imagine being in a hospital. It's Thanksgiving. You look forward to it. It's Christmas. You look forward to it, and you're in the hospital. And, you know, it can seem like that. And they do. I mean, we've been in there a bunch of times, and they do everything they can. But it's a hospital. It's not your home. You know, it's not Santa downstairs in the morning. So any bit of joy, any bit of the holidays that we can bring, that you guys have helped us bring over the years, that's why we do this 15 years strong now. So we are collecting money. You can donate online. And I gave $64 last night to make sure that every point I gave a dollar to. Now, I gave $64. Okay. I mean, that's nice. I'm not a hero. What I want, though, is for people to match that $64 if you can. Or even if you want to match the Packers score of 36. Or even if you just want to give 6 points for a touchdown, I'd say 7, but Crosby would probably miss that kick. So whatever you can give at 1250amthefan.com is more than appreciated. Alex James yesterday said, first year contributing, and he actually doubled me up, gave $132. Ryan gave the $64. So a lot of you guys started to match yesterday. The more that can do that would be great. Our toy drive continues throughout the week. 414-799-1250. Packers get the 36-28 victory. More from you guys and inside that locker room coming up. We got to talk Mason Crosby. Because I don't know, man. I can't tell you how many people were texting me yesterday saying it's over with Mason. It's time to move on. I'm talking like friends. I'm talking people that I haven't talked to in years. I think members of the Crosby family got my number and said, oh boy, he ain't got it no more. We'll be talking about him and much more. 414-799-1250.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Packers get the 36-28 victory as our toy drive continues. 1250 amthefan.com for more details. And, of course, we'll continue to bring you the latest. Regarding that, this segment brought to you by Indeed. If you are hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, you can streamline your route to the next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hired and visit Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. The game yesterday, and there's a game tonight, of course, Toby's football team against the Seahawks, but the game yesterday, after what was really 4 full days of football. And when I said all I was going to do for 4 days was watch football, that's pretty much all I did for 4 days was watch football. A lot of good college football, a lot of crazy games. We're not going to talk about the Badgers till tomorrow. That was really disgusting and gross. Congrats to Minnesota, though. I got a buddy. I saw him post last night. Well, before the Vikings-Niners game, he posted on his Facebook. Gophers beat the Badgers. Vikings beat the Packers. Timberwolves beat the Bucks. If only we could play Wisconsin teams all the time. These Minnesota friends that I have, they're really nice people. They're just, and they're smart. This is what I don't understand. They are smart people. But when it comes to their sports, they look at these like that they look at it like a massive accomplishment. The Vikings beat the Packers in November, and you're still 3 games behind, and then you lost yesterday. The Gophers, congratulations, you beat the Badgers to help Iowa get in. Yay. And the Timberwolves beat the Bucks like the third game of the season. I mean, it's one thing to, like, we always thought, oh, Wisconsin's the little brother to Chicago. I think we've done a good job trying to get over that. But Minnesota, man, Minnesota's the little brother to Wisconsin as if, like, you were 16 and then your parents had an oops. They're the little brother. Yeah, like, this guy looks up to you like he's your his uncle or, like, his second dad. The baby's 5 and you're 21. That's the little brother scenario with the Minnesota fans. So, hey, congrats. You won the axe. You played jump around. You stormed the field. I'm glad that you had a nice day. Very, very good. Very good stuff. I am just, speaking of stuff, I am stuffed. We had the Thanksgiving dinner, okay? Turkey and the dressing and the potatoes. And then that's all I ate. My body's 80% Thanksgiving at this point. Because I ate leftovers. And then on Saturday, I started making sandwiches where the butter is, you know, instead of butter, it's gravy. And then you throw the potatoes on and the stuffing, little green bean casserole in there. Just enough turkey to make it a turkey sandwich. No, you know, in the past, I had Thanksgiving. And then sometimes I go home and I miss out on all the leftovers. But this year, it was leftovers every day. So, Toby, I definitely gained weight. And I'm feeling pretty bad about myself.
I mean, it's to be expected on Thanksgiving. So, no big deal.
Yeah, but I had like 4 Thanksgivings. I had Thanksgiving all weekend.
That's fine. It goes with the territory.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to find me and you both. Maybe we'll have to find a workout set on Cyber Monday. I'll keep an eye out back here.
No. No, please. Please don't. No, the thought of even working out makes me hungry. 414-799-1250. Packers beat the Rams 36-28. Let's get out to Big Dave in Cedarburg. What's up, Big Dave?
Morning. How you doing today?
Oh, Dave, it's a Victory Monday. You know I'm good.
Yeah, I'm feeling great about it, too. I want to talk about a couple of things. One thing is and I think we just kind of take it for granted. I know I have as a fan is just how masterful LaFleur has been, compounding losses. I think we knew coming into the last 2 weeks that it was pretty critical that between the Vikings and Rams, that we squeezed out one of those with our injury situation and put ourselves in a great spot in the NFC that, you know, over and over again, I mean, the Packers, by minus a few big plays yesterday, just absolutely dominated that game. Time of possession, yards. I mean, we were moving the ball consistently. So, I mean, as far as that goes, LaFleur, the play calling, the, you know, leadership, he seems engaged on the sidelines. The relationship with him and Rodgers, which is always chronicled, seems to be a quality right now. And the second thing I wanted to talk about was special teams. Everybody, you know, is blasting them, and early in the game it was rough. We had an early kick return that was returned very short and then had a penalty. Amari Rodgers had a late kick return where he seemed to have a lane and just ran literally right into I had like four people text me at one time saying, like, how does he not see, like, any lane to run through and just runs into right into the only defender there? Obviously, Crosby's late field goal, which was really, for all intents and purposes, a completely irrelevant. And it's not super easy to kick at Lambeau Field. Not being an apologist, but I thought he did his job for the most part yesterday. But it was nice to see the special teams come up with a play. The ball away. That was a critical play in the game. With Crosby's field goals and a couple good tackles on their kick returns and punt returns. I thought that special teams played close to even yesterday, which in a game that was with how it started and then especially in the first half to come, you know, finish the way that we did, I felt comfortable about that, comfortable going forward. Who really knows, but it's good to have a little bit more time. Our punt team was amazing. I mean, you got to kind of take that punt 61 yards down to the one. I mean, there was a lot of really good things on special teams yesterday that I was like, took a step back and said, hey, like this unit is like performing at good times as well. I don't know what your take was that on taking something good away from special teams.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought all that up, Dave. Thanks for the call, Big Dave, 414-799-1250. I think the Crosby thing is unsettling because, yes, that late field goal ended up being irrelevant, but it was still another missed field goal. That's nine. That's nine missed field goals on the season for Mason Crosby. That's the most in the league. And if he's not Mason Crosby, he's not on this team. We're at that point now. It was the operation. You know, then we're dissecting the holds. Then we're dissecting the snaps. Then we're dissecting, well, maybe it's just in his head. But now the results aren't there. So whatever the reason is, the results aren't there. And if this is a first-year guy, you know, maybe if it's a rookie and you're like, ah, geez, we spent a fifth-round pick on this guy, so, you know, sunk cost theory, we gotta make sure it works. Maybe you stick with him. If it's just a veteran free agent, as all these other teams seem to have a kicker for 6 weeks and then go to a new guy. If it's one of those guys, he's probably not here, but it's Mason Crosby. He's been with us for over a decade. He was on the Super Bowl team. He's Mason Crosby. We struggled once with him, and then he turned it around. We've seen it happen before, so we think we'll see it again. I think a lot of people, if I'm going to ask you what's going to cost the Packers a trip to the Super Bowl, I think you're going to say we're going to miss a big field goal. That seems to be where you're at. So whether that game, that kick yesterday was not relevant, there will be more relevant kicks to come. We've lost games already this year that we could have won. And again, we're a wee show. I have stock, and most of you bought it over the last couple of weeks too, maybe for Christmas. Maybe you didn't get yours yet. Maybe you're an owner in waiting and you don't know. So watch it, especially this time of year. If you hear me saying we and you're like, oh, geez, I mean, I love the Packers, but Bart, we, yeah, you might have something under that tree that you don't know about. You might be an owner already and not know it. So at least wait until the turn of the new year before you come back down on me for saying we. We're a we show. We've always been. We always will be. So we sat through Crosby once. Are they going to do it again? Well, he needs this bye week, okay? Now you got this bye week. Now you can really, like, not think about it. Crosby, they should give Crosby 2 weeks to Cabo. Get out of here. You don't need to train for anything. We're not going to make you practice. We're not going to make you kick. Send him up to space with Michael Strahan next week. Get him out of here. Go away. Clear your head. And then come back and pretend like it's never happened. That's what they should do with Crosby. The kick returning is not good. They can't return at all. Amari Rodgers, where's that burst from him? We need more from him in the return game. The punt coverage is good. I like the punt coverage. Huge play with St. Brown yesterday. And he wants it on special teams. I'm liking this kid. He's a go-getter. Rodgers last night in his press conference said, "Oh, I'm glad St. Brown's back. You know, we cut him, but he came back. I completely trust this guy." How about that? St. Brown. Looked like it was over for him, but you got Rodgers' trust. That goes a long way. So special teams, yes. Even. If we'll give them a grade of even, they will need to be a little better than that in the playoffs. Let's get out to John and Franklin as we do. 414-799-1250. John.
Marty.
What's up?
Good times. Good times to be a Packer fan.
Good times. Great oldies, John.
9-3 coming into the bye week. We, under our current injury situation, could not possibly ask for more. Attended the game yesterday. I take a little bit of offense to your commentary on the crowd behavior. You know, my wife will not attend a Packer or Bucks game with me, and she won't for the long-term longevity of our relationship, because she cannot handle my behavior at the game. When I get seated, and I went to the game with a buddy of mine who had been to Lambeau for concerts, but believe it or not, but never been there for a game. And, you know, the first thing I do is assimilate with my neighbors, and I was going to say apologize, but I'm not apologizing. I'm warning them. Listen, it's going to get loud over here, okay? And they're, oh, yeah, yeah. And I find that if you warn people ahead of time, you know, it's just a polite thing to do. And I'll tell you right now, I personally feel we were sitting on the 10 about 40 rows up. Maybe I'm delusional, but I personally think we affected Rashawn Gary's performance when he came down on Stafford's arm that was right in front of us.
Okay.
And also, the pick, you know, we're very selective. You know, we don't get up there when he's walking up to the line of scrimmage. I wait until he starts trying to communicate, and at that point we just let her rip until the ball has left his hand in one form or the other. We're very selective. We play the long game, because when I was younger we'd get out there and yell ourselves hoarse in the first half and have nothing for the second part of the game. So just having a little fun with that, man. We let it rip. We just had a fantastic time. I would like to give two game balls out, even though obviously we could do a lot more. One of them has got to go to number 19. I got on this radio station maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago, and basically said they'd be better off, you know, trading him for a pound of sugar and, you know, just get him off the team. I watched him on special teams. I think he made every special teams tackle. That guy, I'll tell you what, man, I eat my words. He was fantastic, and we could talk about, you know, I'm hearing talk about worried about Crosby and this. I tell you what, that kid was all over the field, and I will shut up about.
Well, yeah,
90.
St. Brown, if he can find his niche there, and then if he can earn, as he apparently has already earned, some of Rodgers' trust, like he looked like it was done. Remember, it was those three guys: MVS, St. Brown, and then Jamon Moore. And Jamon Moore, I don't even know where he is. MVS made some plays yesterday, but St. Brown on special teams has been really good. And he, like, I just remember a tackle he made where he's like so pumped up. It's like he wants it, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, he was on fire. 29 was on fire. But my hat goes off to that offensive line. Are you joking? Did Aaron Donald play yesterday? Outside of the one tackle, the one big hit in the hole on Dylan, did he play yesterday? Because I'll tell you what, from my seat, I didn't see the guy do much of anything. And it's different when you're sitting in the stands without, you know, the telecast. It's different. But I'll tell you what, I am shocked, stunned, and pleasantly surprised at the performance of that offensive line. I went to this game optimistic, very worried about the health of my quarterback. I expected him to be running for his life, and I'll tell you what, I am so impressed. I'm so happy that our Packers are 9-3. I'm going to keep this kind of short because I'm got to get my voice back because I needed this week to communicate a little bit. But I love my Green Bay Packers, and we had a great time out there. And rock on, Pack.
Go, Pack, go. We need 75,000 John and Franklins in the crowd. That's the thing. That's the thing. You should be in an environment, John, thanks for the call, where you don't have to pre-apologize to anybody. You should be leaving these games thinking, oh, man, I thought I was insane. These people are way more. That's what we need at Lambeau. We need the craziest of the crazy to be at that game. So John did his work. John did his work, as you always know that he will. But I do – look, I don't want to turn this into – if the Bart Winkler show was a four-hour show, all of the shows wrapped into one, there'd be one segment where I, like, rip on the crowd. I watch these other – the Arrowhead, even Seattle, and they suck. You don't ever hear about the – you hear about the Lambeau mystique. Have you ever heard about the Lambeau crowd? No. Let's change that. Get those stupid seats that people bring in from 1975. I'm trying to think of a gas station that's not with us anymore. What's that one with the orange? Not Citgo. It was something else. I'll think of it. A giveaway from them. Get those seats out of there. We need the diehards. Dave is in Cudahy. What's happening, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you doing, Dave?
I am fantastic. I was happy to see the Packers play yesterday and to see them play at the level that they did, showing that they are still, if not the best team in the NFL, one of the best. And, again, still on a depleted roster. I mean, it's just truly amazing the way that someone like Rasul Douglas, who has no business being as good as he has been, and I'm so enthralled to see that, and it makes me giddy on the inside.
It does tickle me in a way that I previously only thought was for special situations. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the type of nature that we get put into when we watch Packer football. Now, I'm still worried about Crosby. I don't know about everyone else, but, you know, I know Big Dave was saying that, you know, it's cutting some slack. I can't cut him any slack until I see consistently multiple games of him not shanking anything. You know, and at this point, I'm ready to go and try to beg and plead Adam Vinatieri to come out of retirement. He needs to stop missing these dang field goals because it's just going to kill us one day.
Yeah, I am worried about Crosby. I don't have any confidence in him.
None whatsoever. And I don't even think he has confidence in himself. So if he needs someone to shake him a little bit and smack him around, we could get the entire Packer Nation to line up airplane style, you know, just try to get the yips out of them.
All right. Anything at this point, Dave?
Well, I'm hoping that you can kind of give them some pep, juice them up a little bit.
Me juice up Crosby?
Yes.
All right, because he's driving around listening right now.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, all right.
We more or less confirmed that with Chris Middleton earlier this year.
Yeah.
So, no, now it's official. Mason Crosby listens to the Bart Winkler show.
All right, Crosby, Mace, just for him real quick. Hey, Mace, figure it out, dude. Okay.
Okay, that was short, simple, to the point.
Well, he knows he sucks right now. What am I going to do? Pile on him?
Why not?
All right. Hold on. Mace, figure it out, dude. You suck right now, man. Okay,
after
how's that?
After winning speech right there. Yeah. After winning performance.
Hey, Mace, I know that it's the 6 inches in front of your face. No, not today. No one given Sunday today.
Well, I'm just keep hoping that the Packers, figure out ways to win. And if it's going to be in this type of fashion against, a team that at least we perceive to be, really dang good. So I took a look back at all the Rams wins this season, and it's really not all that impressive. So I'm wondering if it's kind of an empty shelled looking team.
Yeah, I want to talk them about them a little bit. Thanks, Dave. Happy Monday.
All right. Have a good one.
That's Dave on a Monday. They this 3-game losing streak for them, not good. And Sean McVay getting a little snippy last night. We'll hear from him coming up. Hey, Mason, we love you, dude. We really do. Stop sucking. Moses! Oh, not in Racine anymore. How have you been?
What? Life has been different.
Hey, whoa. Echo.
I got the echo gone. It's gone.
Okay. How you been? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Holy moly, it's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I live in Chicago now, but had a quick rendezvous in Kenosha. But I was up in Green Bay last night, and we were in a section. We were just surrounded by, I swear to God, it was like the AR. What is that? You get that when you're 62, the ARP card?
Yeah, AARP, yeah.
AARP, yeah. And it was just frustrating. Because they're always telling you, sit down. It's like, come on.
And
man,
I want to be clear. I want to be clear here. My agenda is not to rip on people of a certain age that go to Lambeau. What I'm saying is these season tickets are so sought after that there are people that have them in their family and they carry them on and they don't feel like they can get rid of them. So some people, and it's more than some, begrudgingly go to games as an obligation, and they want to sit there and watch the game as if they're at home. And that's not going to fly. This is a Super Bowl season. This may be our last season with Aaron Rodgers. If they're 4-12, yeah, you can go and sit there and, yarn a knit or whatever I'm trying to say. Bring your sewing machine. But this is a Super Bowl season. You got to get on your feet. If you can't get on your feet for 3 hours, stay home.
Mark Murphy needs to create a Deer District type of environment. That's what we need. Because I was there this summer, and we need that.
Oh, no. I screwed up the score. Moses, I'm donating to the toy drive, and the Packers had 34 points. Is what I said.
34-26.
It was 36-28. And I said the Packers had 34. So I shorted the Children's Hospital $2. Oh my God.
You might be the next Brett Favre. I'll get some litigation going.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you were at the Deer District. You want Mark Murphy. This is what you just said. You want Mark Murphy to create a Deer District, but for old people?
No. Bring up that we need to get the millennials and the Gen Zs up there. Maybe you get some heaters. Maybe you get some buses, getting people up from UW Oshkosh and from the Milwaukee schools, Marquette and UWM. I don't know. You got to get some lifeblood into this organization. You saw a lot of Gen Zers, a lot of millennials filling up that Deer District, 70,000 for game 6 of the finals.
Yeah, we got to get it rowdy in there.
Because that was memorable.
Why do we want home field advantage so bad if people are going to go to this game, everyone's going to be told to sit down? Right?
Yeah.
If I was another team, I'd say, oh, yeah, we'll go play at Lambeau. It's beautiful. It's football. It's, wintertime, and their fans just sit there.
Maybe with this new stock sale, they'll build another, portion of new seats again like they did last time.
Yeah, which I helped build, Moses. People forget. Exactly. People forget. Well, good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Hopefully I'll call in a couple more times. The Super Bowl run we're going on.
Yeah, we can't do it without you.
no, I feel the magic. The magic carpet ride, as Sparky would put it.
It's happening once again.
It's happening.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you, man.
All right, so it looks like here's the headline for the morning. Bart screwed over the kids. I did some bad math. Details on that. Wow. What a jerk I am. Toy Drive continues. Much more straight ahead, including we'll go inside that locker room. Hear from these guys as even Aaron Rodgers now has to defend Mason Crosby. More coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.